Ladies and gentlemen, we are
people just don't see how much work is really involved in this rap shit. I didn't know it. I didn't see it. I never saw it until I
was... Move along. Nothing to see here.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live!
Get on him all!
Feel good.
Lift the bang, bro.
Yes, you know me.
Yes, indeed. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Amp Radio, brought to you as ever by the Amp Radio Network. Ladies and gentlemen, we are here tonight to do Smack My Picks Up. That's right, hashtag down with the picnic for the UFC Fight Night 132, also known as hashtag Singapore. I guess we're just going to continue to reuse these hashtags, ladies and gentlemen, and just keep adding to them. Nothing new here. Move along. Of course, I'm talking about UFC Fight Night, Cowboy versus Edwards. Big shot for Leon Edwards here. We'll see what he can do. Will be held on Saturday, June 23rd, 2018, at the Singapore Indoor Stadium in Kallang, Singapore. My apologies, ladies and gentlemen, if I got that wrong. We discussed previous to coming on the air how we were supposed to pronounce that. We're doing our best over here in North America. Ladies and gentlemen, as I mentioned in previous shows, this one here is going to be on thefightpass.com. And of course, is not for us here in North America. That is hashtag according to Lord Dana. Anyways, that's neither here nor there, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to go ahead and get into this one. DJ Tony is not on the wheels of steel tonight. He's not on the ones and twos. So it's going to be me, myself and I, Pamela and Marco.
So let's go ahead and get it.
That's right. You see, Pam knows. Let's bring her in. You know where you love her. She was on Monday. She was on the beach. Bitch. Sorry. What?
Let's bring her in.
Pam from North Carolina.
Hey, man, don't be hating on me because I don't have phosphorus skin. Oh, my gosh. The beach, Monday. I think it was out there Wednesday. And I'm going to go out there tomorrow, too. So that's what's up.
Yeah.
Hi, guys.
I saw you out there this morning as well. Or yesterday morning. I didn't want to mention it because I was too jealous.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. I love, 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 love it. And you know what? It's because I'll go out there before I go to work. So when I get to work, I'm completely zen. So I can have, you know, the complete most obnoxious patient come in the office and it doesn't affect me because I'm zen, man.
I'm zen, man, indeed. I agree with you 100%. If I had your life, I would be zen as well.
Mm.
Let's go ahead and bring in the star of the show, ladies and gentlemen. Marco from Waco, brother.
Marco from Waco Road. Get that vitamin D, Pam. Get that vitamin D. All that sunset is good for you.
That's right. No hating, right, Marco? No hating.
I know, no hating. I love the beach, man. I grew up on the beach in Chile, man. I was a beach boy for most of my youth, so I understand.
Don't you love it?
I understand. Now I could care less, but back in the day, I spent most of my time on the beach, man.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's go ahead and get into this. I'm sorry, beach bums. May I speak? Do the show now?
Oh, for sure, brah. No.
All right, brah. Thanks.
You go ahead, Canute. You go ahead, Canute.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's go ahead and get into this because Marco has some things to do in an hour. That's right.
We'll get into that a little bit later. I just want to let you guys know that all of the odds that I'm going to be giving to you tonight are from bestfights.com. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's go ahead and get into this. I'm sure DJ Tony will insert the music and erase all of this shit that I'm just saying right now. To the middleweight division we go. Number 11, Donald Cerrone, the Cowboy, of course. The original from the United States of America, 33-10-0-1, no contest, versus the surging Leon Rocky Edwards, of course, from Jamaica, but fighting out of England, 14-3-0. And let me just give you the odds right now, ladies and gentlemen. Leon Edwards, of course, 26 years of age, is coming at us at the minus 200. Wow. Against Donald Cerrone, who is 9 years his elder, and at a plus 170. Let me give you some notes here that DJ Tony has put in. Leon Edwards is a British fighter who is, as I mentioned earlier on, been on fire. Edwards is a fight win streak, and prior to his loss to Usman, he was on a two-fight win streak. Edwards lost his UFC debut, but since he's only, as I mentioned earlier, lost to Usman, Cowboy Cerrone has, in his last five fights, he's gone 2-3 with three straight losses to Masvidal, Lawler, and Till. And again, as we know, Donald Cerrone has been facing the toughest of the tough, the elite of the elite of this division in his 170-pound or his welterweight debut, or in, you know, since he's moved up from 155. Pam, I'm going to throw to you to get you to start off this fight here, because really, I mean, this is kind of interesting for the hardcore fans, because Donald Cerrone being that perennial, you know, we've kind of called him a little bit of a gatekeeper in the past couple of fights. Pam, do you think that Leon Edwards has what it takes to get the Cowboy Cerrone out of here, especially off of you know, U.S. soil?
First of all, he's fighting out of England, correct? How long of a trip was it for both of these guys to make up? There's a time change and the temperature change and, you know, things like that. But Leon, I don't know, who has he fought? He lost to Mr. 30%, Kamaru Usman. So, I mean, that really doesn't tell me anything because, you know, because I am still not sold on Kamaru Usman. I mean, I think he could be good, but he's flaky to me. So, again, I'm looking at his fight resume. He has 6 KOs, 3 subs, 6 decisions, which makes him a decisionator. And he's going up against Cerrone. Cerrone, who is a great striker, 16 submissions to his name, Muay Thai Jiu-Jitsu. He's a black belt in Jiu-Jitsu, a black belt in Gaido Jiu-Jitsu. Losses to Till Lawler, Masvidal, and RDA, who Leon Edwards has not even fought that caliber of a person. And he said, you know, he was going to, what did Cerrone say? That he was going to, an old fighter was going to beat a young, something like that, because I guess Leon was being disrespectful. But he does have Leon does have a 5-win streak. He is a striker, and we do know that Cerrone's bane is a boxer. But having said that, I think Donald Cerrone, I think he wants to prove something. I think he's kind of like with all his Muay Thai training, and I think he's kind of comfortable there in Singapore. So I'm going with Cerrone, but I'm going to... since Leon has never lost by submission, I'm going with the submission. And this is 5 rounds, correct? I'm going to say, fill him out first round. I'm going to do a second round. No, you know what? Third round submission.
Wow. Sure?
Cerrone. Yeah, Cerrone, third round submission.
All right. I got you down there. Marco, I'm going to throw to you because I'm sure you have a little something to say about that. So let's get your opinion on this. Donald Cerrone or Leon Edwards, brother?
Okay, by quality of fire, this is probably the biggest name Edwards has ever faced, you know? Cerrone has faced a who is who at lightweight and welterweight. And he has his up and downs, man, but usually when Cerrone gets hot, he gets on a streak, and he just won his last fight against Justin Medeiros on a very impressive fashion, by the way. Remember, I did not pick Cerrone in his last fight, and he proved me wrong. And historically speaking, yep. Cerrone, when he starts getting on a roll, he's usually a winning streak. I started with Jansi, and I don't think it's stopping now with Edwards. Edwards has never been on a five-round fight, man. It's the first time he's main eventing. A guy like Donald Cerrone with experience of championship rounds, experience on main events. He has beaten the likes of Matt Brown. He has beaten the likes of freaking Benson Henderson. I think experience is going to take over, you know. Edwards' best chance to win this fight is in the beginning, you know, to catch Cerrone with something and try to finish it then. Otherwise, the longer this fight goes, the easier it's going to get for Cerrone because he's comfortable there. You know, he's a slow starter, but once he gets going, it's just a snowball that's going to stop. So I'm thinking Cerrone this fight. I think experience is going to overtake whatever, you know, talent that hasn't been that impressive by Edwards, by the way. Edwards has. And I want to pick Cerrone. It'll be a TKO on the fourth round, you know, and in a very entertaining, even though slightly one sided fight at the end for Cerrone. TKO on the fourth.
Okay, so sorry to interrupt you. So let's recap, ladies and gentlemen. Pam going with Cerrone, third round submission. Marlon Cerrone, TKO in the fourth. Now, guys, I've been sitting here looking over Leon Edwards' previous fights in the UFC, and they're quite numerous. And as they as both Pam and Marco had mentioned, Leon Edwards has not faced the kind of caliber of opponent that Donald Cerrone has. I mean, that's just evident in the records. And Cerrone, we know, as we have mentioned on previous shows, and as I just mentioned earlier, we're kind of seeing as gatekeeper right now for either 155 or 170. I'm going to disagree with you guys here on this one. I think that Cerrone over the past couple of fights, even though in his last fight he did get that really quick finish, I think that, you know, I think that Medeiros kind of took that fight a little bit too early, and maybe he had a little bit of wear and tear from his last fight upon him. And I think that I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to take Edwards here, because I think the younger, stronger fighter at some point, or faster fighter, has to win at some point. I mean, can Donald Cerrone get in there and trick Leon Edwards at some point? And that's kind of what it's about, right? We're kind of trying to, when these two fighters are in there, trying to trick each other. They're trying to feint and get the upper hand, and maybe Cerrone can land that big head kick and knock Edwards out. No doubt, Cerrone has done it time and time before, but I think Edwards is going to be able to get this done. As Marco said, Donald Cerrone is not very good in the first couple of rounds. I think that's going to pay dividends here for Leon Edwards. And I think Leon Edwards is going to get the knockout in the second round.
Mm-mm-mm. You need some sun.
I do need some sun. I've been getting lots, though, Pam. It's been very, very tough and hot here for us. So I've been getting a lot of sun, but I'm going to say second round KO.
Okay.
And if anybody is a longtime listener to this show, you know I'm a Donald Cerrone fan. But I just think that at some point in time, you show up and you're old. And the younger guy is going to be able to get it done. Hence, I give you an example, Anderson Silva versus Chris Weidman. Okay? Anyways, moving right along, ladies and gentlemen, to the co-main event.
Moving
we
along.
Go.
Okay.
Nothing to see here, right, Pam? There's just absolutely nothing to see here.
Nada. Oh, this is going to be a fun one, though.
All right. To the middleweight division we go. Tyson Pedro, 26 years of age, 7-1. And of course, these odds coming at you live and direct from bestfightodds.com. Tyson Pedro, 26, 7-1, minus 120. Sorry, this is light heavyweight division. My apologies. I got that incorrect. Let's start that again. To the light heavyweight division we go. Tyson Pedro, 26 of years of age, 7-1 and a minus 125 versus your boy, Pam.
I think his hotness is distracting you because your phone is breaking up. Too much hotness for you to handle.
I'm actually on my phone. It's probably my internet that sucks. I do apologize. Let me know if the sound is terrible because I can move over to my phone if we need to do that. Let's start again.
Yeah, okay. You know what I'm going to do? Do you know, I'm going to tell you something real quick. I have some of my helium balloons left over from my birthday.
All right, ready? All right.
Oh, my gosh. Listen. How funny is this? Oh, my gosh. I've never done this before.
All right.
That's gold, Jerry.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. Okay, that was weird. I might have to do that again.
Pam, what we're going to do is...
Live radio, gentlemen. Live radio. That's what happens.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. This is what happens. I'm going to throw to you... Pam, and you're going to inhale some helium, and you're going to...
That's what she said.
All right,
said.
To the light heavyweight division we go. Exactly, that's what she said.
That's exactly what I did
to the light heavyweight division we go. Tyson Pedro, 26 years of age, 7-1, minus 20. It's our boy, OSP, yeah, you know me, 35 years of age, 22-11, at a plus 105. Pam!
Okay, we have number 7, Otis St. Prue, 22-11, versus Tyson Pedro, 7-1. I am going with, okay, hang on, I'm getting a buzz. Woo! Okay, number 7, Ovince St. Preux, wrestling, conditioning, striking, and he is also master of the Von Preux choke. But this dude, amazing KO power, brown belt in jiu-jitsu, is 5-5 in his last 10 fights, but he has that Uriah Hall complex, so you don't ever know which Ovince St. Preux is going to show up. Then you have Tyson Pedro, 7-1, 7 first round TKOs, black belt in Japanese jiu-jitsu, black belt in Kempo Karate, brown belt in jiu-jitsu. This dude, he has a chin. He's so much fun to watch. I got to go with Tyson Pedro, man. But he, 2 KOs, 5 submissions. I'm going to take him with the submission as well. I'm going second round submission, Tyson Pedro for me.
Okay. All right, so Pam, going with Pedro, second round submission. And you know, like Pam was saying, Marco, I mean, OSP, was on a 3-fight win streak. You know, I don't know if he took that Aleir Latifi fight too soon after his previous fight. But, you know, I don't know if we can hold that against him too much. So, Marco, what do you got going on here? In the light heavyweight division?
Man, I understand the hype behind Tyson Pedro. The guy, it is an exciting fighter. He's a knockout artist. But he has never been tested. This is the first real test he got. OSP won 5 hard rounds with freaking Jones, you know?
And he broke his arm, right? In that fight.
Yeah, he would have broken arm with that fight. He also knocked out, famously Chuck on Rua. So, OSP is battle tested, bro. And not only is he the lankier, taller guy, the more athletic guy, more naturally athletic guy, he also got those some Preux chokes. They don't call it not Preux chokes anymore. He owns the name now.
That's right.
I'm going with some Preux, man. I mean, I think he's being overlooked a little bit. I said everybody's buying too much of the hype of Pedro. Like I said, this is the very first real test for Tyson Pedro. If he wins, great for the kid, man, because, he is talented. But I think Sam Preux is going to be able to keep the distance, because he's the lankier guy, and if he goes to the ground, he got tricky freaking submissions. So I'm picking Sam Preux to show this kid that he's not quite ready just yet, but it's going to be a good learning experience for Pedro, and give me some proof with a submission in the second round, man.
So Marco going the other way from Pam, taking a second round submission by OSP. Yeah, I think that you guys are right page. That's right. You know me. I think you guys are on the right page here, Marco, especially you saying that Tyson Pedro, and you understand the hype behind him. Of course, he's coming out of Australia, you know, one of those Australian fighters that has been impressing. Both guys, of course, losing to Alir Latifi. I think that Tyson Pedro against Alir Latifi was, you know, a major test for him. And of course, we saw OSP in his last fight against Alir Latifi not doing as well as Tyson Pedro did against Alir Latifi. But again, this is all just MMA math. You know what I mean? Like, everybody got better between the two fights. And anyway, I think I'm going to have to agree with Marco, though. I think that this is going to be a major test for Pedro. I don't know whether or not he's going to be able to survive that test. As Pam had alluded in the first fight, I think maybe Ovince St. Preux will feel this travel a little bit more than Pedro will, because of course he's fighting out of Sydney, Australia, which is much closer to Singapore than North Carolina is, or wherever. I'm going to go with OSP as well. I think I'm going to take him early, to be honest with you guys. I think I'm going to take him early by first round TKO. I think that head kick is going to come into effect on this one. And we're going to see another impressive highlight reel from OSP. Okay, guys, let's move along to the women's flyweight division we go. Gold, Jerry, gold.
That's gold, Jerry. Gold.
Flyweight division we go. Jessica Rose Clark, 30 years of age, 9-4-1. And as I said earlier, from bestfightodds.com, at a minus 140 against Jessica. Tony will add it in. 31 years of age, 12-6-1 at a plus 125. Marco, I throw to you for the first time tonight. Let's get your, or for the first time tonight, you going first. Go, what you got?
Dude, I've been struggling with this fight, man. I mean, these two ladies are very talented,
right?
Obviously. Jessica is right on the UFC, has been on and off. So is Jessica Rose Clark. So I mean, I honestly, God, I was just going to flip a coin. But what I'm doing? Of course I'm going to go with the United States. I'm going to pick Jessica, I guess, because I think 125 is actually suited for her. She always complained that you know, she was too undersized for and that she couldn't go up 115 because, you know, it was too much of a drastic cut. But at 125 is a perfect weight class for her. So I'm going to take her work. I'm going to see what she can show me as a flyweight. And I want to pick her up. Jessica, I usually put entertaining fights, so that's Jessica Rose Clark. So it's going to be a banger, a three-round entertaining back and forth. I want to give it to Jessica, 29-28, and a unanimous decision. There you go.
29-28.
Decision.
Okay, Marco's taking that decision for Jessica. Okay. Let me just go ahead and bring Pam back into the show. As we know, Jessica I is one of DJ Tony's favorites. I'm sure we're going to hear that drop a bit tonight. And as Marco had just said, you know, the move down to 125 may benefit Jessica I more than we think. So I'm going to throw to you, Pammy. What
okay.
you got?
All right, here you go. Hang on. Let me get my inhale here. No, okay, we have the Battle of the Jessicas. Jessica, Jessie Jess, and Jessica I. Ojo means I in Spanish. So, okay, that didn't last very long. Okay, so, you know, you have number 9 versus number 10. Jessica I has lost 5 of her last 10. Jessie Jess, she's on a 3-win streak. And I just think right now, she's on a streak. She's looking good. She's feeling good. She's got great speed, footwork, kickboxing, blue belt in jiu-jitsu. She's a 3-time Australian 135-pound champ. And I don't know, with Jessica, I mean, she's a decisionator also. Her fights, she has 3 KOs. But I don't know. I'm going with Jessie Jess, and I'm going with her. I'm going to take a decision on that. I just, you know, her footwork, her speed, her striking is just a lot better. Jessica I, we know, likes to wrestle, but I think Jessica Rose Clark is going to keep it standing, and she's going to take a decision.
That's my decision. That's what I said. Decision. Guess who's guess?
That's gold, Jerry.
Can you give us the Spanish word of the day again with the helium?
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Yeah, the Spanish word of the day. Hang on. Here we go.
The Spanish word of the day is tonterías. Tonterías comes from the word tonta, meaning stupid. So tonterías are when you do stupid things. Tonterías.
That's gold, Jerry.
We totally have to clip that out with you laughing on helium. That's hilarious. Okay.
So oh, my gosh. I'm giving myself a head rush, man. Okay, so tonterías, like, you know, tonta. ¿Cómo estás tonta? Tonta means somebody stupid. So to do tonterías is to do stupid things, like I just did. But it was funny, okay. Huh?
Yeah, no, I thought you were going to give us just the evil eye. I thought you were going to say I again in Spanish, but that's okay. You did one better. You want to give us that one too on helium?
Ojo. Okay. Hang on. Give me a good breath. Hang on.
I in Spanish is ojo. Jessica, ojo. That's your Spanish word for the day. Ojo.
Yeah. And that concludes our Spanish word of the day, ladies and gentlemen. listen, guys, I think we both bring up good points. You know, Marco bringing up the point that Jessica I, you know, was undersized for 135. Going up against Jessica Rose Clark, as you mentioned, Pam, you know, a very talented woman in her own right. I think the wrestling game of Jessica I is going to be a factor here. As much as I would like to go with Jess, I'm just not sure that, you know, her head is in the right place right now. She's been partying, or she's been out there with Cowboy Cerrone out on the boat doing some wakeboarding over there in Singapore, which may help her. You never know. She might have that Donald Cerrone complex where she loves to have a little bit of fun before, and hashtag girls just want to have fun, ladies and gentlemen, before her fight.
Yep.
But I think I'm gonna side with Jessica I here. I think that the more talented fighter, or the more experienced, in my opinion, fighter, Jessica I, moving down to a division where she really needs to be, is going to be, you know, what she needs. And I'm gonna have to side with both of you guys and say that this is probably gonna go to decision. But I'm gonna also take I think I'm going to go with a unanimous decision for I as well. So let me recap this fight, ladies and gentlemen. Marco is taking Jessica I as well. Decision 29-28. Pam taking Clark by decision. I could see it going that way as well, Pam, to be honest with you. And Proteus here, I'm going to take Jessica I by decision. I think the wrestling game that Marco mentioned is going to be effective against Jessica Rose Clark, and Jessica I is going to get this one done. All right, ladies and gentlemen,
hang on, before I don't mean to interrupt you, but before we go off on another subject, let's remind everybody what time these fights are starting, because it's Saturday morning, not Saturday night, correct?
Yeah, go ahead, Pam. Go ahead, tell us
the
time.
Oh, I don't know what time to start. I got to work that.
Thank you very much for bringing it up, Pam. Thank you very much. This is a Fight Pass event. So, yes, it will be on Singapore time on Saturday morning. I would assume Saturday afternoon or evening for them. It would be Saturday morning probably for most of North America. As Lord Dana likes to say, excuse me?
I said, it's like Saturday morning cartoons for grown folk. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, you know, but if you don't have the fightpass.com, I don't know if you're really down with it on this one, right, Pam?
Yeah, I have Fight Pass, but I got to work, so.
Oh, okay. Well, my apologies. Anyways, as I was mentioning earlier, as Lord Dana would like us to know, thank you, myself, because I cued that. These shows are not for us, ladies and gentlemen. Fightpass.com, that's for Singapore. If you don't want to watch it, Lord Dana doesn't care. Don't watch. Anyways, I move right along. I digress, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to move us into a new segment. I like to call it the PFL Minute. And just give me 2 seconds, ladies and gentlemen. Marco, before you get in here. Not correct. So, let's do that again. I'm going to throw to Marco for a new segment. As we know, if you've been paying attention to the world of MMA, the PFL is back, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, that used to be the World Series of Fighting, now called the PFL. I throw to Marco for the PFL Minute.
So, for people that are not paying attention, tonight we got a really sneaky good card. As a matter of fact, in about 25 minutes, the card is going to start. So whatever happens in this show, 25 minutes from now, I'm bouncing. it starts with MMA tonight's SiriusXM analyst and a former UFC fighter, the real OC Sean O'Connell fighting Ronnie Marks, two former UFC fighters. The MMA debut of Kayla Harrison, the two-time Olympic judo gold medalist, you know, she's homeboys with Ronda Rousey, you know, they were the same Olympic team on the last Olympic Ronda was on, which she won the bronze. Then we have Jason High versus Efraín Hecho Mexico Escudero. We got Brian Foster versus Ramsey Nijan. And in the headliner, we get Palomino versus Ill Will Brooks. Those are all former UFC fighters, all of them very good fighters for one reason or another, find themselves on the PFL, and all of them with the opportunity to earn $1 million on New Year's Eve by becoming the champions of their specific divisions. So compared to last week's card, this card is head over heels way, way better for the PFL people that are paying attention, like I am. So watch it. This is going to be entertaining. And that's been the PFL Minute.
Thank you very much, Marco, for the PFL Minute. And I hope you explained, Marco, what's happening with the PFL. Did you explain the whole tournament when you did the PFL Minute?
Yeah. The opportunity to win $1 million if you win the regular season of the playoffs.
And that's in all weight divisions, right, Marco? That's not in just one weight division, right? That's in...
On all six weight division winners are winning $1 million. The runner-ups are winning $200,000, and of course everybody gets paid for their respective fights. You know, they're not fighting for free, so everybody's making good coin on this tournament, dude.
Yeah, well, again, Marco, when this tournament was announced, I said, well, let's just see what happens, and I guess they got some good coverage or some good media coverage when their ex matchmaker had a fight with Kamaru Usman in the first week. Did you see this?
Yes, I did, man. Yes, I did. The whole thing is going to be entertaining, dude. I'm going to follow along. They're doing a good job. The fact that it's every 2 weeks, that we don't get crowded with too many events every week, it's a good marketing aim. I cannot find the words right now. Sorry. But I'm interested. I want to see what happens. They got some good name value, a lot of people that we can recognize, you know, that we have seen on the UFC and in Bellator. Some people that of course, are newcomers from Europe that we have never heard from. And strategically speaking, they have put those people that we don't know on the preliminary card. So, you know, we might find out about them later. But the people that are headlining the main cards, I mean, some real hardcore recognized. So it's tonight is going to be entertaining. Let's see what happens with the next event. But tonight, I am definitely watching.
All right. Well,
okay, so let me add something to that. real quick, what network is that on for those of us who don't know? Because I think it's and
good question.
What is it? One of the NBCs?
NBC Sports. I have Spectrum,
a cable. That's right. Okay.
Yeah. Channel 313, NBC Sports.
Okay.
NBC Sports. All right. Quickly, ladies and gentlemen, Pam is tuned in so she can watch the PFL, but let's move seamlessly, hopefully, to a little bit of news. Ladies and gentlemen, okay. So I wanted to bring this conversation back up again, Marco, and I'm going to throw to you first. We have spoken on this show many times about the front kick to the knee. Stephen Wonderboy Thompson, or like I like to call him, thank you, Pam, has gone on record, and he would like to say that these strikes should be illegal. Of course, as if we are to read any article that has come out about this, Wonder Man has had a MCL tear coming out of that fight against your boy, I can't remember his name right now, Darren Till. And he now thinks that these strikes should be illegal. Marco, I'm not going to give you my point of view right now. I want to hear what you have to say on this subject, because we've discussed this in the past, and a lot of us on this crew, on the AMP radio crew, disagree with these fights, or with these shots being legal. So what do you got, Marco?
Wait, Stephen Whining Boy Thompson. Oh, please eliminate the one technique that I didn't have an answer to the whole fight. Wait. That's BS, man. So let's eliminate freaking Nivas, because Husamal Palahari was ripping knees out, like the knees out from people back in the day, or the Kimura, because Frank Mir freaking blew Antonio Nogueira's arm out with one Kimura the one time. Or let's not check kicks anymore, because Anderson Silva destroyed his knee on Chris Weidman's knee, because Chris Weidman checked his leg kick. No, man. You got a problem with the technique, Wonderboy, and that is really disappointing from because I respect Wonderboy Thompson, don't get me wrong. I respect the guy. One of the best strikers in the freaking division, the welterweight division. If you didn't have an answer for the technique, that is on you. That is not on Darren Till. You're on a freaking cage fight. The point of a cage fight is to do damage. You don't think that those freaking kicks to the side of the leg or the side of the knee are not going to hurt you either? A lot of people have blown their knees out because of the side kicks to the side of the freaking knee, or those knees to the calves, or whenever freaking Michael Bisping got his retina blown out with a spinning wheel kick from Beto Belfort. The point of the freaking get is to do damage. And you're complaining that the one technique you didn't have a solution for has to be banned because you couldn't find an answer for it? BS, man. That is freaking BS. There is nothing wrong with the technique. It's a perfectly legal technique. It's not going to end your career as much as you freaking are trying to freaking end the consciousness and the brains of the people you have no count in the past, Wonderboy. So, no. Stop it. Stop it. You're sounding like a whining BS trying to find excuses for a fight that, at the end of the day, you lost and Bill was using a technique that you couldn't find a solution for. That's what you're complaining about.
No, I agree 100%. And excuse me if anybody heard, I had a burp there. I apologize. Listen, Pam, Marco brings up some good points, right? I mean, I'm not gonna weigh in here. So you go ahead and give your opinion right now, and what you got on this subject? Wonder Boy making complaints about this front side leg kick
okay.
to the knees.
Well, is that not what Whitaker underwent his knee surgery for as well? How many fighters have been exposed to the
right.
so-called knee strike? I can understand his point, because, if you're a fighter, you want to fight, you don't want to be down, and you don't want to be down for months and months trying to rehab. Case in point, look at Dominic Cruz, who was out for almost 2 years rehabbing. So I get that part of the argument. But again, it's like Marco says, you're in the fight game. That's what you do. I mean, there are certain strikes that are illegal, blows to the back of the head are illegal. You know, kneeing your opponent when he's down is illegal. So there are some components that are illegal and for good reason. But, you know, if you do that, then what else are you going to do? You're going to outlaw an uppercut because, oh, what if I bite my tongue off? Or, right. You know, there's so many other things that you could throw into that. But I can understand his point. But at the same time, I mean, he does karate. So isn't that what you do? You use that sidekick to your advantage to sweep the leg, you know. Do I think they should outlaw it or make it illegal? No, I don't think so. You know, maybe you just need to find a better defense for it. You know, because he's not the only one that it has caused, you know, that has received damage from it. So.
By the same logic, how about we get rid of the jab? Mm-hmm. Because so many orbital bones have been broken because of the
Yes, jab. Exactly, exactly.
I just coached with George St. Pierre, and I've several, like countless fighters that get their orbital bone shattered because of the freaking jab.
Mm-hmm.
Who
just had this most recently done was, oh, my gosh, who's the guy from Team Alpha Male, Jeremy Stevens, fought Jeremy Stevens. I can't think of his name. Wasn't his orbital bone crushed? Who's the guy? The guy.
It's okay. It's all right. It's
Falcons.
All right.
No. Anyway, you know what I'm saying.
You guys both bring up good points. And, I, you know, you're proving my point for me. And the reason I brought this back up again, because the conversation that we had much earlier in this show's existence, and of course, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, or if you don't know, we have a catalog of previous shows of over 400 shows. So go back there and check it out. We've been talking about this particular strike for a number of years. And DJ Tony is on an island by himself. He thinks that this strike is going to cause a lot of injuries. And we saw hang on one second, Pam.
Okay.
We saw this particular fight with the Wonder Man, and you know, he got his MCL torn. And like Marco was saying, I mean, it's a legitimate strike. If you're going to leave your leg out there like that, it's going to get fucking kicked. Sorry for the swearing. I think that...
Well, so what if you would have walked down the stairs and fallen and you know, torn his ACL? And what,
Look at Tony. He was doing media for the UFC. Tony Ferguson, doing business for the UFC. He tripped over some wires, you know, effed up his whole leg. I mean, it can happen... It can happen at any stage of the game. Look, if we're going to outlaw kicks, like Marco said, we should outlaw leg kicks because Anderson Silva broke his whole stuff, you know, like Marco said. If we're going to outlaw stuff like that, we're going to outlaw stuff like that. If you're going to leave your knee out like that, somebody's going to attack it. I think it would the best thing, the best, if you want a professional's point of view, Faraz Azabi, I can't say his name correctly, I apologize, was on the Joe Rogan. Thank you, Marco. It was on the Joe Rogan podcast with Joe Rogan, and that's pretty much the trainer of the best MMA fighter of all time. And he's saying, if you listen to what he says, it's a legitimate strike. He backs up Marco. He backs up exactly what Marco just said. We cannot continue to take these strikes out of the game. It's mixed martial arts. If you want to watch boxing, watch boxing. If you want to watch kickboxing, watch kickboxing. If you want to watch Muay Thai, watch Muay Thai. This is mixed martial arts. We cannot allow the karate point fighters to have an advantage over everyone else. I understand that it looks bad, and you know, if somebody really gets a huge knee injury, that it's going to look bad on TV. But you know what? That's just going to what's going to be. Thank you, Tony has sent it to me phonetically. I apologize. But it's just going to what's going to happen in combat sports. People are going to get injured. I mean, like you guys said, are we going to pull the jab out of the game all of a sudden because orbital bone injuries are happening? No, it needs to stay in the game. All right, guys, we've spent too much time on that one. We've got about 10 minutes left in the show before Marco and Pam need to watch that PFL show that's coming up at the top of the hour. So if you're listening live, tune into whichever channel is playing the PFL in your particular part of the world, because we have listeners from all parts of the world. I don't know. I can't tell you where you're going to get the PFL in your particular region. I wanted to talk real quick, Marco, and I'll get you to start off with this one as well. Today, Bellator has announced, and just so we know, this has been added to the show just this evening. Rory McDonald is indeed going to fight Gegard Mousasi for the middleweight title in Bellator. And I have to tell you, Marco, I'm very excited about this fight. I mean, if Bellator has anything going for them, it's definitely using the best talent they have to put on the best fights they have. Let's get your thoughts on this fight. Go, Marco.
Okay, before I start shitting on Bellator, I like the fight. You know, I think it's a good fight. And they also announced that they're going to have a Rampage versus Wanderlei 4 in Bellator.
Oh, I heard that too, yeah.
In the same card.
Oh, my gosh, so yes.
That's going to be fun. You know, it's two old dinosaurs going at it again for the fourth time. But
why not?
I agree that the fight's fantastic. I like it. But it is also an indictment on the lack of depth on Bellator on their welterweight and middleweight division, because there is none, and absolutely no contenders that are of value for either Rory McDonald or for freaking Gegard Mousasi. The best fight they can put for McDonald right now is a rematch with Douglas Lima, because MVP ain't ready. MVP will get his whole shit broke by freaking Rory McDonald. And Gegard Mousasi, you know, the natural fight for Gegard Mousasi would be Chael Sonnen, but Chael Sonnen is busy with the heavyweight tournament, the open weight tournament, I'm sorry. So it's a fun fight, you know. It's an interesting fight. We're going to talk about it, who we prefer when the fight comes around, but it's the best fight they can make right now to try, and I mean really, really, really try to find these two dudes contenders after the fight is done and over with. Because after that, I do not know who you're going to throw to Rory McDonald or to Gegard Mousasi. That's what I said. Bellator belts are like my freaking the trinkets that you give on a Happy Meal on McDonald's, man, because they really don't mean anything. But still, I like the fight. So I'll enjoy it for what it's worth.
Yeah, and I think, Pam, we have to, like Marco said, enjoy it for what it's worth, right? I mean, the number two promotion, being Bellator, needs to make waves like this. And I think, you know, Rory McDonald called for this originally. He said that he wanted to do this when he was signed to Bellator to create some excitement in Bellator. And I think it's a very interesting fight, Pam. And I'll throw it to you and get out of your way. What do you think about this fight?
Okay. Well, this is the fight of emotions. I think whoever cracks the smile first loses, is automatically the loser. I think this is fun. I think it's going to be a fun fight. I would pick Mousasi to win only because I think those last two fights with Lawler, I think they kind of took a little bit out of Rory. I even think they took a little bit out of Lawler too, if you look at Lawler's last couple of fights. But I think it's a great matchup. I think it's exciting. I think it's what the people want to see. I think it's just going to be great. I think it's good for Bellator. But, you know, who knows what happens after that? Who do they fight after that? Do they do Mousasi, McDonald 2 and 3 and 4 and 5, you know? But it is fun, and of course I would watch.
I don't put it past Bellator to do that.
Right.
I don't put it past them to do that.
Well, it'd be like the Rocky, you know, movies. Rocky 1, Rocky 2, Rocky 3, Rocky 4, Rocky 5, Creed.
Yeah.
Rocky.
Yeah, you know what?
So,
I agree with you guys.
I think it'll be fun. I think it'll be a fun fight to watch.
Yeah, it's definitely going to get people to tune in.
With turtlenecks, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Right?
The Netherlands assassin against the Canadian assassin. I can see it, ladies and gentlemen. Let's book that right now. I'm going to play a little something a little bit different to end the show. Usually, Tony plays something different. I like to throw a little wrench in the gears for Tony every time I run the board. We're going to run it with a little Miss Jackson. Because I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. I'm sorry, Tony. I'm sorry. All right, Pam, let's throw it to you. We're going to get out of here.
Do you have a tour? Sorry, Miss Jackson. Woo! That Miss Jackson? Or... Okay,
yes.
Good song. No, you know, I've been so crazy busy that... crazy busy with work and going to the beach that I didn't even pick out a Twitter. Follow me at the beach.
That's right. Follow Pam at Pandora Box with two X's. I'm going to go next, ladies and gentlemen. Listen, I'm planning on doing a little special show, Green Life Vitality. Of course, Sarah from Green Life Vitality, she's going to run me through a consultation. I think that's going to be coming up soon. So keep your eyes and ears ready for that. Also, I wanted to give a big shout out to Zaycar Photography. I had some headshots done. I think I mentioned this earlier on in the year that Zaycar had done some headshots for me, and they look fantastic. Seriously, if you guys are in the area, if you're in the Niagara Peninsula, or if you're in Ontario in general, you guys should use these guys either if you're having a wedding, you're having a party. They take the best photos I've ever seen. So check them out at Zaycar Photography. Marco, I have to go ahead. I meant to do this at the top of the show. I meant to apologize to you because after your recommendation, after you said, after I shit on the new Thor movie, I had to go back and watch it because you said it's going to be good. And I had to say, this, the first 20 minutes of that movie is terrible. It's very, very hard to get through. But the rest of the movie is delightful. So, again, I have to apologize, Margo, but go ahead. If you want to end the show, please do it now.
Okay, so I was right and you were wrong. Told you so. But
yeah.
Follow Para Pandora Box. Follow Producer Aptorius. Follow me, Amanda Marco. Follow the show at another MMA cast. Read and review as Knucklehead. We need to get out of here because the PFL is about to start. And I want to...
3 minutes.
Bloodsport. 3 minutes. So we're going to leave you guys. Guys, can you guys... Next
2 minutes.
Enjoy the fights tonight. Peace out.
Buenas noches.
All right, Pam. Thank you very much. Again, we got PFL tonight. We've got the UFC on Saturday-ish morning. Pam, and just like that, whew.
We are out of here. Ciao.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Woo!
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another edition of Amp Radio, brought to you by Zaycar Photography. You've been working your butt off in the gym. Now it's time to show off all that hard work with a professional photo shoot from Zaycar Photography. Come into our studio and get some awesome photos to document your body that you've worked so hard for. You don't need to be a professional model. Our photographers are experienced professionals and can make anyone feel comfortable in front of the camera. Contact our studio manager, Kate, today at kate@zaycarphoto.com. And let me spell that for you. It's K-A-T-E at Z-A-E-K-A-R-P-H-O-T-O.com. And now back to the show.